This is program number LW2642. Hi, this is Larry West. Did you ever do it when you were a kid? We did it all the time. We never did play like anything. The term was plike. You know, plike you're a cowboy or plike you're an airplane pilot. Let's plike something today. Let's plike it's Tuesday afternoon and your phone rings and what someone tells you makes you sick. Everything screams to a halt. You're suddenly feeling faint, almost as if you were having a dream. You can't believe your ears. It stabs you deep. Your next-door neighbor has just died. Maybe this is not a play-like occurrence at all. You know, it's amazing how we all have to face it at one time or another. It's amazing how we feel so helpless, so unable to know what to do to help someone when a loved one dies. And when it happens, it seems we're struck with the fact that there are no rules to follow. There is no handbook that we can read up on right quick to tell us how to show compassion, how to show sympathy, how to demonstrate our deep concern. I've got some suggestions for you, though, in case you're interested. First, be real. If you feel at a loss as to how to show compassion, admit it. Admit it to yourself first. And then admit it to the one you're trying to reach out to. Be real. Second, be quiet. You heard me. Be quiet. It's your presence, not the words, that really helps. I like what the author Joe Bayliss said in his book, The View from a Hearse. That's the name of it. When one of his children died, here's what he says his feelings were. I was sitting, torn by grief. Someone came and talked to me of God's dealings, of why it happened, of hope beyond the grave. He talked constantly. He said things I knew were true. I was unmoved, except to wish he would go away. He finally did. Another came and sat beside me. He didn't talk. He didn't ask me leading questions. He just sat beside me for an hour or more, listened when I said something, answered briefly, prayed simply, left. I was moved. I was comforted. I hated to see him go. Be real, be quiet, and then number three, do all you can to be supportive. What I mean by that is simply things like a hand on a shoulder, a long embrace. That's being supportive. A little girl lost a playmate one day. I mean, the playmate died. And the little girl reported to her family that she had gone to comfort the sorrowing mother. What did you say? Asked her dad. Nothing, she replied. I just climbed up on her lap and cried with her. That's being supportive. Be real, be quiet, be supportive. And finally, be available. You know, it's amazing how it seems everybody is there the first day or two, but after the funeral is over and the quiet hours set in that first week, that first month, that first year, after the flowers wilt and the grass grows on the grave, where are the friends? Be available. Go back and recognize the loneliness of the quiet hours. It seems sometimes that the tears shed after the funeral is over are more bitter than the tears shed at the first shock. Be real, be quiet, be supportive, and finally, be available. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Maybe it is that you're sitting there alone right now, empty, knowing exactly what I'm talking about. I can't emphasize enough today. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Can I help? I'd sure like to try. If I can, write me in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.